where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
It still has to be approved, but county staff are recommending that council move ahead with a 50-unit affordable housing project on Kathleen Avenue in Sarnia. General Manager Valerie Colasanti says the site was chosen above others because it's closest to being shovel-ready.
Our recommendation is to move forward with this project because it is the closest to shovel-ready, and there is funding available now. We heard that there was new funding announced yesterday in the federal budget, but if we don't have a shovel-ready project, we won't be able to receive any of those dollars.
As it stands now, if the county were to move ahead with the project, it would assume an additional debt of over $7 million. The report was presented during a recent county committee meeting. The communities of Chatham-Kent and the London area are rallying behind two paramedics who were seriously hurt while on vacation in Costa Rica. Sarah Henderson, a Chatham-Kent paramedic, and her wife, Vanessa Sidelink, a London paramedic, were seriously hurt in an all-terrain vehicle accident. Sarah suffered severe head trauma, a brain bleed, and was in a coma. Vanessa sustained broken ribs and a possible spinal injury. A GoFundMe account has been set up to help them financially as they stay in a hospital in a foreign country. Police have arrested 14 individuals in Montreal that were linked to an emergency grandparent scam that targeted victims across Canada. The OPP's Anti-Rackets branch started investigating a group in September 2022. The investigation expanded in February 2023 and ended up including 11 police services in Ontario and Quebec. From January 22nd to April 8th this year, police say 126 victims were identified who lost approximately $740,000, and the majority of them were in Ontario. Of those victims, police say 15 were re-victimized multiple times, losing over $240,000 more. A Corunna woman is celebrating her first big lottery win. 61-year-old Leslie Miller won $250,000 on an instant crossword deluxe scratch ticket. She says she's been playing it twice a week for about 5 years. Miller says she told her boss and her grandson about the win right away. She's planning to pay off her daughter's vehicle and buy a new vehicle for herself with the winnings. Miller purchased the ticket at Milk Mark Variety on Wellington Street in Sarnia. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, west wind gusting to 40, high of 19. Partly cloudy tonight, showers, risk of a thunderstorm overnight, a low of 10. Right now it's 12 Celsius, 54 Fahrenheit. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.